Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Prestasia. How may I help you?
Yes, I guess you're the one. Guys took $49 and something out of my account, and I'm wondering why.
Give me one moment, ma'am. Can I have your zip code, please?
85302.
Okay. And can I have your first and last name?
Robin Pizarro.
Yes, ma'am. And can you verify your shipping address for me?
85. No, that's not it. I forgot my own address. 8450 North 67th Avenue. Apartment 2079, Glendale, Arizona, 85302.
Okay, so I do see here that the fitness tracker was purchased for the 14-day trial with the color scrubs.
For what?
The fitness tracker back on March the 15th.
I never applied for a tracker thing.
You say you never made that purchase?
No, I didn't. I mean, what is that anyways? Is it an exercise machine or something?
It's like a fitness watch. It helps keep track of your health regimen, your sleep tracking, heart rate monitoring.
Oh, you mean the Fitbit watch that I got?
The fitness tracker?
Yeah, I got two watches. I bought one, I got one free. But I paid $20 for it.
Okay, what you applied for was a 14-day trial. It was $20 for the scraps, but you only paid $4.97 and $5.97 for that product, which was that watch. So you were billed the full amount, which is the $49.87, but it's a one-time payment. But it's because you never actually paid for their watch. You only paid for the shipping.
Well, I didn't know I was going to have to pay for it.
It was stated within the terms and the conditions, ma'am. But once again, it is a one-time payment. It's not a monthly subscription, so you won't be billed that charge again.
Okay, but I don't even use it. I don't even know how to use it. I just did it on a survey. That's why I got it. It didn't tell me about all this other stuff.
Yes, ma'am. So, it was stated within the terms and the conditions that it was a 14-day trial.
Well, I didn't know any of that.
In order for you to check out, ma'am, you had to agree to those terms and the conditions when making the purchase of the product.
No, it wasn't in the terms. I didn't see nothing about it in the terms. All I know is I did a survey for that vaccine, and it says I get the one. I just pay for shipping, handling. That's all I paid for. And that's what I thought I understood. That's what I understood is that way, just for doing the survey. So I guess it wasn't it, but can I send it back?
Well, ma'am, it is a process when sending that product back. We don't cover the shipping costs to get that product back to us. You'll be the one that have to cover those shipping costs. But the product is a very great product. It does help with your sleep tracking and your health regimen. They're a very great products. So what I can do for you as a courtesy is give you $10 off that in a trial charge.
I don't want to be charged with anything.
Okay, well, since it is a very great product, what I can do is give you $20 off that in a trial charge.
But I already took the money out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. It'll be $20 refunded back to you.
Okay. Okay, it sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, give me one moment, ma'am. Just a few more moments, ma'am. I'm refunding that $20 back to you.
Okay.
Still here, ma'am. Just a few more moments.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So I do have that $20 refunded back to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.